We continue our look at job opportunities around the islands during these COVID times. Earlier this month, the Chamber of Commerce Hawaii held a virtual job fair that included employers at virtual booths and keynote speakers. Sherry Minor McNamara is the head of the chamber, and she spoke with the Conversation's Jason Ubai about its website, HawaiiIsHiring.com, a one-stop shop with resources on current jobs and available training.
We are aware Hawaii had one of the lowest, if not the lowest, unemployment rate in the nation to the highest as soon as COVID-19 hit our state. And so we knew we had to act quick and to find every possible avenue to get those that were let go or furloughed to be able to get jobs back, maybe not in the job that they had, but in other careers. And so that's why we came about with HawaiiIsHiring.com. And it's a one-stop center website that brings existing resources together so that job seekers can look at all the jobs that are posted, what jobs match their skill sets, as well as jobs on each island. And this couldn't have been possible without the partnership with Workforce Development Council, as well as American Savings Bank, Hawaii Executive Collaborative, University of Hawaii Community Colleges, and Upspring Media. So you can see it's a true public-private partnership that came together to fill the void and the need to quickly get our unemployed back to work. So when job seekers go to the website, as soon as what they'll see is a virtual career explorer. So essentially, I'm ready to find a job, or I just graduated, what's my next move? I want to get training or education for a different job. I want to attend a virtual job fair or event, or I need support or relief. So really, it's for those who just lost their jobs, those who had just graduated, and those who want to switch careers. And what's great about this is that you can fill out the survey, and then it will show you what kind of jobs you would qualify for, and also list the top 10 companies hiring now and the top 10 occupations. And currently, there's 22,000 jobs posted. Not nearly enough for what we need to get people back in jobs, but at least it's something. And the quicker we can get people back working, the faster we can recover from this economic downturn. As of today, we had more than 64,000 visits to the website. So you can see there's overwhelming interest in finding these different career opportunities. And just recently, we had our first ever virtual job fair. Of course, nothing like having an event in person, but we have to adjust and adapt according to time. So we did it virtually. And actually, because of the technology and tools available out there, it went well. And we had more than 500 attendees who were able to visit virtual expos, do networking, and hear from keynote speakers, including one from Indeed.com. So they got to hear from keynotes as well as lawyers who had expos there, as well as networking. And also tips, how to write the proper resume, how to effectively go through a job interview. So it was a wide variety of resources offered to those who are interested in seeking career opportunities. And this will be ongoing because we know there will be a need. And so while many have lost their jobs and some businesses are hurting, industries are hurting, there are other industries that are still in need of finding employees to fill the jobs.
What are the main industries looking for workers right now?
It varies from retail salespersons to supervisors, registered nurses, customer service reps, delivery drivers, security guards, managers, dock clerks, computer user support specialists. So those are the top 10 occupations. The top companies hiring now are some national ones, such as CVS Health Corporation, Army National Guard, Kaiser Permanente, Department of Navy, Hawaii Pacific Health. And then you have the DoorDash, Pizza Huts, and then Bayada Home Healthcare, a local company here, as well as a number of others. So again, there's over 22,000 jobs posted right now, and you can search according to the island as well as your skill sets as well. Some of the in-demand industries actually are healthcare, building and construction, as well as natural resources. It's easy to navigate. That's what's great about this website. You know, a lot of times we need to go to different websites to get different types of information, but truly this is a one-stop center where they can see what jobs are available, but also get training. find ways to get more training, whether you want to upskill or you need to transfer your skill sets, and gain also short-term certificates.
As far as the job outlook, what are you seeing from the chamber? What do you see from your member companies and just kind of businesses in general? What is the outlook for the next few months?
Yeah, the next few months, quite frankly, doesn't look great. And I think we're looking at more than just the next few months. We're looking a long road to recovery. We partner with UHERO, as well as a number of business organizations across the state, and the numbers look pretty grim. When we polled our members back in April, 6% said they would not be able to survive COVID. In August, that jumped to 17%. That's nearly 183% jump that businesses will not be able to survive COVID-19. So, you know, we need to do everything we can to save those businesses who are still operating, to help them sustain their operations, to help them through this really challenging and difficult and devastating time for our economy. And as you know, when businesses shut down, jobs will be lost, and we cannot let that happen. And so it needs to be a true public-private effort to support and help our local businesses survive this time.
That was Sherry Minor McNamara, President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce Hawaii, talking about their new jobs resource and the economic outlook. Business owners can call the new Small Business Help Center by dialing COCH now or 808-262-4669. You can find links on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.